intersection of Michigan and Pennsylvania. And I'm here with the founder of We All Care, Angela Bolin. So Angela, what are you doing here with the volunteers today?
Well, we're out just concerned Christians, and the volunteers have come to see about our brothers and sisters in Christ, just to have a meal with them and share the shoes that was donated to us with them. Happy Feet, as Merlin's having later on, Dancing Feet or whatever I saw yesterday. Yes. We're just here to lift up and let them know, oh, how he loves you and me, that we all care.
Now, Angela, you've been doing this for many, many years. And what's motivating you to continue doing it? And, you know, we all have needs ourselves, and, you know, it's hot. And I know that it's, you know, it will be nice to be in an air conditioner house or office. So what is your main motivation and encouragement in doing this?
Well, it inspires me and it keeps me motivated to realize how blessed that I really am, and that it inspires me. And sometimes a word from the ones that we consider the homeless, it gives me inspiration to keep continuing on, mm-hmm. and to let them know that we can touch and agree, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, and that nothing's impossible. The sky is the limit.
And what you're saying is that as we have something to learn from them, they also have something to learn from us. It's not just a one-way street.
Right. It concerns all of God's children. Oh, how he loves us. Jesus loves all the little children of the world. Regardless of our age, seniority, we are still his children.
That's great. Here with one of the recipients of the food and drinks that were distributed through We All Care Ministries. So what do you think about this?
I think it's a blessing through God, and I appreciate everything that you guys do for us.
Oh, okay. Any encouragement out there?
A little bit. I just keep praying and keep pressing on.
Amen. Rufus Sanders, and he's the one who was praying earlier. So what kind of ministry are you in, and what's motivating you in being here under the heat of the sun and feeding the people you don't know?
Well, we all God's children, so all those that I may not have a familiar face with, you know, I consider them my brothers and sisters in Christ. So, you know, in Matthew 25:31-46, Jesus give us explicit instructions on what we should do, you know, and that we should feed the hungry, and we should clothe them and go and visit them when they're sick and when they're in prison. And so by that, I try to follow that. And this is part of what I do. I also do I'm a food pantry manager for my church, Mount Zion Apostolic Church. And I just try to do this as often as I can. I think it's time out for the world to stop talking about love and start showing it.
Amen. The guys here, the recipient of food, and what do you think about this, you know, people just coming here and maybe not knowing you and you know, just sharing the blessings?
I mean, you know, it's just a thing that, you know, it just make me feel that God put us all together, you know what I mean, and brought us to the same spot for a blessing.
Amen. Amen. So what do you think about this, ma'am?
It's a blessing to get this free food and everything from you guys.
That's great. What about you, sir?
Blessing. I think it's a good thing. I'm happy that they came in looking out for people who really need it.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Where are you from?
Philippines.
Well, no, I mean...
This is We All Care.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you think about it?
Good idea.
Uh-huh.
Fridays,
uh-huh.
No one else feeds.
Oh.
Good idea. This, on Fridays, we need this.
Huh.
Us people on the streets, we need somewhere where we can get something to eat on Friday evenings.
So Friday's the most need then?
Yep. Mondays and Fridays, no one else in town feeds.
Mondays and Fridays.
Right.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Just another practical application. Regular people doing regular things that make a big difference in people's life. God bless you.